The miracle of Lord Ganesha, a Ganesh Chaturthi story. In the lush green hills of India, where the monsoon rains turn the earth into a vibrant sea of green, and the air was thick with the scent of wet soil and blooming flowers. There lived a kind-hearted and wise old woman named Sheila. Sheila had lived in her small village nestled in the foothills for as long as anyone could remember. Her home was a simple thatched hut, but it was filled with warmth and love, and she was known to all as Ajji, meaning grandmother. She had no family of her own, but the entire village regarded her as their elder, for she had always been there to listen, to comfort, and to offer wisdom to all the villagers who came to her with their problems. As the years went by, Ajji became less able to move around, but she still maintained her small garden where she grew flowers, vegetables, and herbs. She was particularly proud of her marigolds, which she offered to Lord Ganesha every day. The bright orange and yellow flowers with their delicate petals seemed to glow with a divine light. Ganesh Chaturthi, the festival celebrating the birth of Lord Ganesha, was approaching. The entire village was abuzz with excitement. It was a time of joy, celebration, and devotion. Homes were cleaned, decorated, and filled with fragrance of incense and the sound of devotional songs. Children ran through the streets, laughing and playing, their faces smeared with colors and their eyes wide with anticipation. Ajji too was preparing for the festival. She had been saving her finest marigolds for this occasion, and she planned to make a special offering to Lord Ganesha. Every year, the villagers would gather at the temple to offer prayers, and Ajji had never missed a single Ganesh Chaturthi in her entire life. But this year, her frail body made it difficult for her to walk to the temple. One evening, as she sat in her garden, admiring the marigolds, she prayed to Lord Ganesha. "O dear Ganesha, remover of obstacles, please give me the strength to visit your temple one more time this Ganesh Chaturthi. I wish to offer these flowers to you myself, prayed Aji. The day of Ganesh Chaturthi arrived. The village was alive with music, dance, and the chanting of prayers. Aji woke up early, bathed, and wore her finest sari, which was a soft shade of yellow, like the marigolds in her garden. She picked the flowers carefully, placing them in a basket. But when she tried to stand, her legs trembled, and she realized that the journey to the temple was beyond her strength. Aji's heart sank. Tears welled up in her eyes as she realized that for the first time in her life, she would not be able to visit the temple on Ganesh Chaturthi. She sat back down in her chair. The basket of marigolds on her lap, and began to pray silently to Lord Ganesha. As she prayed, a gentle breeze blew through her garden, carrying with it the scent of marigolds and the sound of temple bells in the distance. Aji felt a warmth in her heart and she closed her eyes, feeling a deep sense of peace. Just as she was about to open her eyes, she heard a soft tingling sound like the gentle ringing of the bells. When Aji opened her eyes, she saw a small boy standing before her. He was not more than 8-year-old boy with a round cherubic face and bright twinkling eyes. He wore a simple dhoti and his head was adorned with a crown of marigold flowers. Aji had never seen this boy before, but there was something familiar about him, something divine. The boy smiled at Aji and said, "Aji, why do you look so sad?" Aji was surprised to see the boy in her garden, but his presence was so comforting that she found herself smiling through her tears. "I am sad because I cannot go to the temple to offer these flowers to Lord Ganesha. My legs are too weak to carry me that far," said Aji. The boy's smile widened and he said, "Aji, don't worry. I will take your flowers to the temple for you. Lord Ganesha will surely accept them." Aji was touched by the boy's kindness. She handed him the basket of marigolds and said, "Thank you, dear child. Please make sure the flowers reach the feet of Lord Ganesha," said Aji. The boy took the basket and bowed to Aji. "I promise, Aji, Lord Ganesha will receive your flowers." With that, the boy turned and walked out of the garden. Aji watched him go, feeling a strange sense of calm. She was sure she had seen something divine in the boy, but she couldn't quite place it. The day passed by, and as evening fell, the villagers began returning from the temple, their faces glowing with happiness. Aji sat in her garden, waiting for the boy to return. But as the sun dipped below the horizon, there was still no sign of him. Just as Aji was about to go inside, she saw a soft light in her garden. It was the same divine light she had seen in the boy's eyes. The light grew brighter and brighter until, to Aji's astonishment, it took the form of Lord Ganesha himself. He stood before her, resplendent in his golden crown and adorned with marigold garlands. Aji could hardly believe her eyes. She fell to her knees, tears streaming down her face. "Oh, Lord Ganesha, it was you all along. You came to me as that little boy." Lord Ganesha smiled and said, "Yes, Aji, it was I who came to your garden. I could not bear to see your devotion go unrewarded. Your love and faith have always been pure, and that is what matters the most to me," said Lord Ganesha to Aji. With that, Lord Ganesha touched Aji's head, and a warm golden light enveloped her. Aji felt a surge of energy course through her body, and she realized that her pain and weakness had vanished. She stood up, feeling stronger than she had in years before. "Thank you, Lord Ganesha," Aji whispered, her heart overflowing with gratitude. "You have given me the greatest blessing of all," said Aji to Lord Ganesha. Lord Ganesha nodded, his eyes twinkling with affection. "Aji, your devotion has always been a beacon of light in this village. Remember, it is not the grandness of the offerings that matters, but the sincerity of the heart. I am always with those who love me. With that, Lord Ganesha disappeared, leaving behind a soft glow that lingered in the garden. Aji stood there for a long time, feeling a deep sense of peace and fulfillment. The next morning, the villagers were surprised to see Aji walking to the temple, her steps strong and sure, a radiant smile on her face. She told them the story of miraculous visit from Lord Ganesha, and the villagers were filled with awe and reverence. From that day on, the story of Aji and the miracle of Lord Ganesha became a cherished part of village Ganesh Chaturthi celebration. Every year, the villagers would gather in Aji's garden, where they would offer marigolds to Lord Ganesha and sing his praises. And Aji, with her heart full of love and gratitude, would always remind them of the lesson she had learned, that true devotion is not measured by the grandeur of the offerings, but by the purity of the heart.